We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Steve and Ted in the morning now, 8:46 here on a Tuesday morning. Three big things. While Spirit AeroSystems lays off hundreds, union considers a possible contract extension.
Two.
Potentially deadly virus spreading from China across the globe with some travel restrictions now in place.
One.
Wintry weather spreading across the state. 1 to 2 inches of snow possible in south central Kansas. More in the southwest part of the state. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We've got a traffic accident on westbound Kellogg at Washington Street. It's a rollover traffic accident. And if you're eastbound, don't think you're safe from this. You're going to slow down there as well. Actually affecting traffic both directions there. Again, best to avoid it if you can. And that's east and westbound Kellogg, and that's at Washington. Traffic on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS is brought to you by Joe DeBrava, Carl's Goodyear Tire, located downtown at Market and Waterman, and online at carlstire.com, your home for complete car care.
An 80% chance for rain and snow today with a high of 34 degrees. That's after yesterday's high in Wichita of 53. 1 to 2 inches of accumulation possible in the area. Heavier snow depths down in the southwest part of the state. 30% chance for a wintry mix tonight. The overnight low 27. And for Wednesday, mostly cloudy. Tomorrow's high near 40. Right now, a cloudy sky, northeast wind at 15 miles per hour and 33 degrees. KNSS weather brought to you by the Monarch. Open at 11 a.m. for lunch today and through Saturday and noon on Sunday. And then you can be found at monarchwichita.com. The Monarch in Delano. 8:48 with Steve and Ted. How to protect yourself against the coronavirus.
This is House Call for Health. In many cities across America, you're seeing people wearing surgical masks, a response to the rapidly spreading coronavirus.
Because of the virus from China.
Yeah, I am concerned because of the tourism here.
Some health experts say people who tell you a mask will keep you from getting the virus are wasting their breath. Dr. William Schaffner, an infectious disease specialist at Vanderbilt University in Nashville, says masks are not fitted to your face and germs can easily find their way in. But he tells Fox News there are things you can and should do to reduce your risk.
Wash your hands. Avoid people who are coughing and sneezing.
Other health experts say a surgical mask does offer some protection, especially if someone infected with the virus sneezes right near you. For more on the coronavirus, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
U.S. home prices rose at a faster pace in November than the previous month, as lower mortgage rates and a sharp drop in available properties have pushed would-be buyers to bid up home values. The S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller 20-City Home Price Index rose 2.6% in November from a year ago, up from a 2.2% annual gain in October. Price increases remain modest. They fell to a 7-year low in July before picking up last fall. Orders to U.S. factories for big-ticket manufactured goods rose in December as a big jump in demand for military aircraft offset a sharp decline in commercial aircraft orders. A key category that tracks business investment fell by the largest amount in 8 months. The Commerce Department says orders for durable goods rose 2.4% in December, the strongest showing since August. And U.S. stocks closed sharply with sharp losses Monday as investors worry about the potential economic impact of the outbreak of a new virus from China. Declines in the U.S. followed a sell-off in markets in Europe and Japan. Airlines and resort operators suffered steep losses. The Dow fell 453 points. The S&P fell 51 points. The NASDAQ fell 175 points. Helping those who are losing jobs in Wichita, editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, guys. Yeah, more help on the way for laid-off Spirit AeroSystems workers. The Workforce Alliance of South Central Kansas holding resource fairs this week. The fairs are designed to provide information and support to the 2,800 workers laid off at Spirit. This week's sessions are specifically for Spirit workers, but they say they will have sessions for laid-off workers at other companies as well. Walmart announced it's offering employees across the country discounted gym memberships. The workers would have to pay $9 a paycheck, $18 a month, and there would be no contracts or enrollment fees. The deal comes via a partnership with Tivity Health, which is a fitness-based network with gyms and diets, such as South Beach and Nutrisystem. And Kobe Bryant left behind a business empire. Bryant was killed in a helicopter crash Sunday. His business interests included venture capital, media, and sports. Just after retiring in 2016, Bryant unveiled his venture capital firm with entrepreneur Jeff Stiebel, called Bryant Stiebel. It invested in startups including LegalZoom, The Honest Company, and Chinese e-commerce site Alibaba. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
And just a quick update, Ted. You spotted a snow depth where in southwest Kansas, a pretty good one. What did you have out there? Sublette
got 13 inches.
13 inches. Wow. The system's moving pretty fast, and it should be pretty much over by tomorrow, but we're keeping a track of the situation. Ted, you've had a couple of big accidents. One of them right down on Washington, right down through the mid part of town this morning.
That's right, and that one's actually affected traffic east and westbound.
How can it affect both ways, I wonder?
It was a rollover traffic accident. Okay. It was on a ramp. They were kind of needing access from both ways. So
yeah, that's what happened.
More or less how that worked,
right, but, you know, the watchword is, you know, it's going to be slick out there in spots. Why don't you slow down, put on your lights, and, you know, just slow down a little bit. That's all. Get things under control. We'll keep an eye on the situation for you today. This is Tuesday, January 28th, and on this date in 1960, the National Football League awarded franchises to Dallas and Minneapolis St. Paul. Of course, Minneapolis St. Paul became the Vikings, right, Ted?
No.
No?
They weren't in the AFL.
National Football. Okay.
I'm not sure what that franchise became.
Okay.
The Vikings were already in the NFL, right?
They already were. It says they awarded franchises to Dallas and Minneapolis St. Paul in 1960. I don't know. I can't remember when the Vikings started playing. You think it was before 60, though? Huh? All right. Anyway, that Dallas franchise, they left town. Went to Kansas City.
They weren't in Dallas very long.
Went to Kansas City.
They did win an AFL title, I think, in Dallas.
And Mr. Hunt.
Mr. Hunt decided to move the franchise to Kansas City. It turned out to be a pretty good move.
The Hunt fortune, actually, doesn't that come from Hunt Foods? Wasn't that like the ketchup and things? Was it oil? I'm not sure.
I think it was more oil.
Okay. All right. Well, anyway, that was in 1960. They expanded the NFL.
That wasn't the NFL. It was the AFL.
Oh, they awarded franchises. Well, I guess it says National Football League here. But that was the NFL.
Are you talking about the Cowboys then?
No, well, maybe. Was it the Cowboys?
Well, yeah.
Maybe that's I've got it wrong then.
That would be the Cowboys. That would be the Cowboys and the Vikings
And then the Chiefs was like in the late 60s.
Early 60s.
Somewhere in there.
AFL started in the same time.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, I got
you're
that
talking
confused.
About the Cowboys and the Vikings.
Right,
then.
The Cowboys and the Vikings. All right. 60. All right, anyway, I got that all cleared up, and I'm sure now the listener is confused as heck. But anyway, today is National Fun at Work Day. You know, the workday doldrums that some people experience, every now and then you got to have some sort of an activity to keep people to have just a little fun at work. Now, look, you know, we're in the broadcast business, and basically we're paid to be up and, you know, and fun-loving and having a good time, which most of the time we're in a pretty good frame of mind. But, you know, there are times when this business is like any other. It can be a little tough, and there are things that happen from day to day that bring us down. But so we try to have fun at work every day.
Well, we try.
What were you going
to
say?
Just, you know, going back to what we were talking about.
Okay, go ahead.
That's why the Hunt family moved from Dallas. He didn't want to be in a city that had two pro teams.
Ah.
And that's one of the reasons the NFL put the Cowboys there, was to try to crush the AFL at the time.
Right. All right.
So that's why he says, well, we're going to move to a city that doesn't have a team.
Good
Kansas
info.
City.
Good info. Yeah, big game coming up later this week.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, coming up at 9 o'clock here on our news at KNSS, we're going to talk about the wintry weather that's spreading across the state of Kansas. That's on the way. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, Rush Limbaugh, news updates all day long. Steve at 10 in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS Wichita. 33 degrees.
Want a financially secure... T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.